What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I listened to your last episode. Well done. Very well done. Some great content from there. And I was honestly pondering the entire time about the Bruins prospect list you guys went over. Some college players or players that prospects you thought may have been great and panned out not to be so great and vice versa. So it was some fun conversation. And the last question from a listener about the fan media availability and paying to, that was interesting. I've never thought of that before.
Yeah. And I don't want to think about it too much more because I hope it doesn't happen. So
yeah, I'd be out of an industry.
Yeah, I mean, you couldn't put many in there because it's a really a small room anyway, in most cases, and definitely here, definitely at TD Garden. I don't know if anyone would have ever wanted to pay to be in like a Bill Belichick press conference, because I can promise you it was like the worst experience that I've had. It was like so bad. When I was 21, I think I asked him one question when I was working at Channel 25. And he just, even if it's a positive question, he'd just be like, everybody did good. You know, like you ask him about one play, everybody did good. And it wouldn't have been worth money. So
yeah,
it could have been disappointing for people to pay for that. But
And Scott, before opening shift, just quickly, I feel like Mike Vrabel, in the few press conferences that he's had so far, he's taking more of that Belichick approach than the Jerod Mayo approach, where, I don't know, yeah. Mike, you might want to, you're in your first training camp. You might want to be a little bit more. Belichick at least waited until Spygate before he kind of turned into a Debbie Downer all the time.
Yeah, but I think Vrabel has, it's like he's like 80% grizzly bear, and then there's like 20% that is actually teddy bear, though. Like, he can also be a little softer, and like he'll catch you off guard, but like then he'll kind of like pull you back in a little. So I think he has a different gear that Belichick didn't have. Like, he always starts every press conference saying like, hi, Karen, to like Karen Garigian. So, you know, it's like there is like at least a little bit of friendliness there where you're like, okay, I can at least see the side of him where I just want to like go have a beer with him. Whereas like Belichick, it's like you would hear that from people who are close to him. They're like, oh yeah, like he's actually like really funny away from football, but we would just never see any of that.
Yeah, Vrabel's like that scene in Happy Gilmore when he puts his finger up to the page and he's like, well, I saw those finger paintings you did and they suck. I'm sorry, baby, I didn't mean that.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, yesterday Vrabel was asked about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce getting engaged, which Brian, we didn't get your reaction on that, but he was like, I'm not going to comment on it. And then he did, he like continued to talk about it. And I was like, he wants to, like, you can just tell he wants to say more, but he knows he shouldn't, basically, for a lot of questions, including like the rats and, you know, whatever. Anyway, this is not a football podcast. Well,
but real quick though, just one last comment on that. No disrespect to T-Swift. I love a good T-Swift song. I am by far and away 3 out of 3 on this podcast for Swifties. You two are on another level. It's not even close, Scott. You said you listened to the album and you didn't like it. I don't even know when albums come out. I don't
So that's fair. All right, fine. I'll take second. But I still, like, Bridget's another level higher than that. Like, I would never have, like, 100 Taylor Swift songs on a road trip playlist.
Okay, well, I have three different I have three different Taylor Swift playlists on my Spotify. I have Sad Taylor, I have Mad Taylor, and I
That this is very much a different level than I thought.
We're flushing this out right now in real time. Yeah. It's Bridget, Scott, and then it's me. 100%. All right, Scott, let's get to the opening shift so people that are listening can finally hear some Bruins content today.
I was going to say, I could have tied Vrabel to Bruins because – that this is not my open shift, but Marco Sturm was at Patriots practice yesterday. Don't know if there's anything else to say about that, but my opening shift is about national TV games because that schedule came out on Wednesday of every national TV game across TNT, ESPN, ABC, ESPN+. And the Bruins have 17 national TV games this year, which is tied for the second most. Only the Washington Capitals have more. A few other teams have also have 17. Detroit has 17. Colorado has 17. And the Bruins. So I remember saying this a while back in one of our episodes that I thought the Bruins were still going to have a bunch of national TV games. And it turns out that was right, because all that really matters is the market. Like, they... I don't want to say they don't care at all whether a team is good or not, but they know what their go-to markets are. They know which areas of the country actually watch hockey, and they want to keep putting those teams on TV, whether they project to be contenders or project to be playoff teams or not, which is why you see, you know, the Bruins, even after a bad year, getting all these games. It's why Philly gets a bunch, and the Rangers, even a year after missing the playoffs, and Detroit, who's been down for a while, but is still a big hockey market. Pittsburgh, because they still have Crosby. Like, it doesn't matter that these are all teams that we think are going to be middle of the pack or worse. They're good TV hockey markets. And even if those teams have a down year, they would rather put those teams on than Carolina or like any Canadian team other than Toronto or Edmonton. You know, Toronto, they can market a little, big city, U.S. star with Austin Matthews. And obviously we know why Edmonton with McDavid. But most of the Canadian teams are like zeros. Like, they're just not on U.S. TV. No Montreal, no Calgary, no Winnipeg, even though they won the President's Trophy last year. No Ottawa, even though they have an American star in Brady Tkachuk. So I see everyone like... I saw so many people like getting pissed about this, but it's all about the market, guys. That's it. It's just the market. It doesn't really matter how good these teams are.
So before I go to my opening shift, which is indirectly related to Scott's, you mentioned Marco Sturm being at Gillette, Scott, and that there was nothing much to come from it. There was one thing he said that caught my attention, which was somebody mentioned Zdeno Chara and then Marco Sturm mentioned, I actually just had a meeting with them.
Yeah, I did take note of that too.
I don't know what that's all about, but caught my ear.
Yeah, so I was, it caught my ear too, but then, like, we do also have to remember, like, we know Zdeno Chara is working as an advisor, and when Don Sweeney talked about it, he specifically said, like, or among other things, mentioned helping the coaching staff, so I'm guessing this is just kind of a typical check-in type of meeting that's part of Chara's advisory role. But yeah, I know I did see like a couple people being like, oh, is Chara gonna have like a bigger role or something? And I'm like, Well, not necessarily. Like, this could just be part of the current role that he already has, even though we don't know too many details about what he actually does.
No, I have seen him in the locker room after games last season, and during Marco Sturm's introductory press conference, he did mention both Bergeron and Chara and kind of talk about how he thinks they could help him bridge the gap between the players and himself. So I wouldn't be surprised if Bergeron even ends up as, you know, an advisor for this team now that Sturm's there, because he has a lot of respect for him. And so, yeah, maybe we'll hear more about those two as we get closer to the season, if anything's changed in terms of their role with the organization. But yeah.
Okay. So to peel back the curtain a little bit more on Scott's opening shift, I just wanted to highlight the teams that the Bruins are playing and the frequency. And then just, like I said, a side note off of that. So Scott mentioned they're playing 17 games. Three of them are against Washington. Two of them are against the Panthers, the Rangers, the Red Wings, the Lightning, the Flyers. One against Toronto, Dallas, Pittsburgh, and New Jersey. And then Scott mentioned there's no Montreal. Now, call me crazy. If there were to be a Canadian nationally televised team, you would think that the most storied Canadian franchise in the NHL would be one. They're kind of like, more or less the Yankees of the NHL. And when it comes to the Bruins, it's like ESPN not televising a Red Sox Yankees series at least once a year. Bruins Canadians has just taken such a step back in the last decade. And so I wanted to look at the numbers real quick. And I'm not saying that them not playing on the national TV schedule is a major indication of the rivalry being cooled down a bit. But I think in part it does. If the Bruins and the Canadians had a hot rivalry the last 10 years, like they've always had, I think they would at least have one game on this docket together. And if the Canadians only had one nationally televised game in the U.S., it would probably be against the Bruins. So obviously both teams have been going in different directions the last decade plus. And now, last season, the Canadians finally make the playoffs and the Bruins, of course, take their step back. Now, did you guys happen to see what I tweeted out yesterday about this? Because if you didn't, then I'll try to ask you. And
I saw your tweet, so I won't cheat. But
okay, Bridget, how about you? Did you see it regarding this?
I feel like I saw it, but I didn't really read it. I was working at the time.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, Brian, should we just think about the schedule? And then I like went back to working.
No, that's great. That's great.
She was like, oh, Brian DeFelice. Oh, I'm not reading that tweet.
Mute.
No.
Block.
All right. So, Bridget, how long do you think the head-to-head playoff drought is between the Bruins and the Canadiens? What's the longest head-to-head playoff drought in their history, do you think?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's got to be, I'm guessing, now, right? No? Is it not now? The last 6 or 7 years?
So right now they're in a 11-year playoff drought head-to-head against each other.
Okay.
That's second all time. It's quickly going to become the longest drought, I would imagine, unless they were to somehow meet in the playoffs this year, which even if they both made the playoffs, I don't think they'd even be in a situation where they'd be playing each other, because I don't think either one of them was, well, you never know, but maybe Montreal surprises, who knows. But long story short, the longest playoff drought between the two teams is 12 years, from 1931 to 1943. And as I just stated, they're currently in an 11-year head-to-head playoff drought. So
they haven't played in the playoffs since 2014.
No, I mean, since 2014. Now the Canadiens did go on a glorified COVID Canadian Division Stanley Cup final run. But outside of that, and then this past season, they've been at the bottom of the league. The Bruins have been near the top of the league. And even with that in mind, there was a stretch of time where when the 2019-2020 season got essentially canceled until the bubble, from that time until the next Bruins Canadiens meeting, it was almost two calendar years, because when they did come back to play, it was the bubble. They didn't play each other. Then the following season, they had an NHL realignment with a Canadian only division. So the Bruins didn't play them that year either. So I don't think the Bruins played the Canadiens again until the 2021-22 season. Or I'm getting all mixed up with the years now. But so there's been a lack of frequency in their head-to-head meetings as well over the years, in the last 5 years. I don't know. It's cooled off. There's no other way to say it. And I think that the playoff head-to-head drought is just one way to kind of put a metric on it.
Yeah, you're right. Because on the one hand, it's like, I get not putting Montreal on TV because it's on, they've been down. Like, even just take the rivalry out of it, just them in general, they've been down. But they did take a big step forward last year and made the playoffs. And with an American star breaking out in Lane Hudson. So in theory, like, there should be some appeal there, but I think they, you know, Montreal is tough even by Canadian market standards, because it's also French speaking. Like, it's almost just like a non-market for US television. So I get that, but you're right that when the rivalry is there, that alone is marketable. I mean, it was only 2016, less than a decade ago, that Boston-Montreal was the Winter Classic. And we know that they're only putting teams and matchups in the Winter Classic that they think are going to draw. So, like, I was just looking up the ratings. And remember, that game was a blowout, too.
Terrible.
Unfortunately for the Bruins. So, like, that probably didn't help. And so there was a little bit of a drop in the ratings that year, but not a huge one. Like, it still drew pretty well. So, yeah, Bruins Canadiens, when they're both on and the rivalry's there, is definitely marketable. But you're right, it hasn't been there, and Montreal on their own is not great for U.S. television.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.